Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, baby, what's up?
We are back yet again with another one.
And 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 another one.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday, yo, pregame to Friday.
Yes, we are here with another episode of Shenanigans. We are the strength of she.
Hey.
You know, the last time we talked about like goals and manifesting and all that good stuff. So, yes. You know, if you haven't gotten your goals together, that's all right. You still have time.
You still
it's never
time.
Too late.
You still
never,
have time.
It's never too late.
It's never too late.
That's your exactly time is what now. We discussed.
Yep. Your time is now. All right. We're going to kick it off with the icebreaker like we always do.
Oh, boom, boom.
This week for the icebreaker. The question is, would you rather marry someone who doesn't love you or someone you don't love? I'm going to choose someone that I don't love.
I'd have to agree.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah. Someone who doesn't love me, that doesn't even sound right. Like, what? I just feel like somebody who loves me, but I don't love them, they're going to take better care of me. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I had to weigh my options, I'm going to come out better on the second option than the first one.
Okay, and I don't want to generalize when I say this, but I think that, and maybe it's just from my personal experiences, but I feel like when it comes to, well, and I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to just say, well, men and women, because, you know, we have listeners that are, you know, they men, women, women.
Right.
And so I feel like, let's just say for a heterosexual relationship, I feel like, I would date somebody who loves me and I didn't love them, because I've been in situations where I'm tired of trying to not necessarily convince somebody, but like feeling like I'm forcing somebody to like try to love me and stuff like that. So I feel like if a man already loves you, then I feel like I'm going to not necessarily eventually love them, but I feel like it'd be easier for me to make the decision versus him, because men can be stubborn. Not all men, but a lot of them can be.
What you picking, Aisha?
What am I picking? Yeah. Definitely the same one y'all picked.
Yeah.
You know, kind of been there, done that. But, you know, definitely the second one, you know, because he don't love me.
Like, what are we doing?
Where are we going?
We're not doing anything.
We're not doing anything.
What type of quality of life is that? Like,
the one that does not let you prosper.
No.
Yeah.
That you will not be well.
You won't be well.
Be loved or be you, because by the end of it, you're gonna be like, how did I get here?
For real. Yeah. I just, that just doesn't sound. They always say, you know, the man's supposed to like you a little bit more anyways in order for it to work.
Like the,
firm
the
believer.
Yeah. However, the men that like me more, I don't like them at all. So, like, I got to figure this out. I need a balance.
Oh, boy.
Because I just don't like them. And I, you know, it's not that I try, because if I don't like you, I don't like you. Mm-hmm. But I do sit and, you know, sit down with myself and talk to myself about this. You know, why are you not interested in this person? Mm-hmm. You know, I really give it a fair shot thought. But you can't make yourself like nobody, and you can't make yourself love nobody.
Mm-mm.
And then
that's true.
I definitely, you know, I've tried as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it always, the roads always lead back to no. And
we've you said you tried, like tried loving somebody?
Oh, wait, no.
No,
sorry.
like being with somebody that likes her.
More. Oh, yeah. Okay. That likes me, sorry. Mm-hmm. Being with somebody who likes me more. And, you know, the roads always lead back to no. It's
always.
It's a bad idea. I never grow into like with this person.
Never.
And the thing is, I feel like, and I guess men can maybe say this for women, but I feel like for me, like those people, they just try so hard.
Yes.
And it's like, just chill out. And they try to, I feel like some men feel like, okay, well, if you don't like me, they feel like it's a game. Like, okay, I know I can convince you to do it and then mm-hmm. try all these things. And it's like, okay, well, now you're making me really not like you.
Yeah. So. Yes. Somebody told me that you cannot give someone more of what they don't appreciate. Don't that
I like
sting?
That.
Can you say that again?
You cannot give someone more of what they don't appreciate.
Oh, that's real, yeah.
If they already don't like it, giving me more of it is
not going to matter.
Yeah,
it's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter.
Oh, I love that.
Me too. That
like carry that with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like that.
Can
is
I just
in,
write that down?
Yes.
I'm going to say that again later, y'all, in my segment. Just act like y'all
well,
never
then,
heard
I
that
mean,
shit
and then
before.
If you hear for the she-spiration, act like you ain't never heard it before
because. You know, we just gonna carry that on down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we start every episode from here on out with that?
Yes.
Yes. You cannot pay anyone. I didn't forget it already.
You cannot give anyone more of what they don't appreciate.
I like that.
Y'all hear me typing?
Yeah. Like, you can't. It just doesn't work. And I have been in those positions, you know, my early 20s and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in those
and
positions.
And I'm like, I'm doing this and I'm doing
yes.
that.
And trying to give
people
more.
Yes.
Do
yeah.
more.
Like you're thinking you're doing good, but it's like, oh, I see why I didn't push this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't push
it's
them
like,
away.
Yeah, you're great. Just not for them.
Yeah. Mm. That one stung a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little, you know. It's all right. Onward and upward.
Like, I don't think that you understand, like, what you just did for my life.
Jenny, they got
did
you.
Did they help you?
They got
no,
you,
like,
Jenny.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of, just some things that, you know, I've been experiencing lately kind of came full circle.
It doesn't
so
it clarify?
I'm just like, I mean, and the thing is, it's like, that should be obvious, right?
It
should be so obvious, but, you know, people do certain things for or at least they think it's the right reasons.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
like, You can't, we've talked about this before, but it's like, you can't love people how you want to love them,
mm-hmm.
you know, you yep. have to, you know, like them or love them how they want to be.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Whew.
Well, that was great.
Yeah, that was.
That was a nice.
And that was an easy one.
It was very nice easy gym. To pick. They both have their, you know, their cons, but like, you
yeah.
know, one's con is conning more than the other one.
Yeah, one's so definitely conning.
Yes.
One's
yes.
definitely conning. I'm not falling into that trap.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Not at this big age.
I like when she says that.
I can't stand when she says that.
Why?
She's been this big age for big 5 minutes. That's why. And she starts saying it that day. Literally, that day she turned 30, and not at this big age. I ain't doing that. And you know what I did in my 20s, girl? That was yesterday.
But have you seen? You know, I am an approved self. Can you not say the last 6 months of my life?
Yes, ma'am.
I've been doing good things.
You've
I've been
doing
making
great things.
Decisions.
Yes, ma'am.
For myself.
Yes, ma'am.
So yeah, let me keep, you know, elevating, ascension. That's
ascension.
What I want. Yes.
Meanwhile, I told somebody earlier, they tried to play me. They was like, you know, because you're getting up there and, you know, in a minute you're going to look up, you're going to be 35. I said, well, first what? Of all.
Wait, now, wait a minute.
I said, now, I'm still in my
20s.
Right. And they said, barely. You're
I mean,
holding on by a string.
By a string, baby.
Said, you know, y'all play a little too much.
By
you know,
a
I'm
string.
Gonna,
funny.
I feel like I was robbed last year, my little last year. So I'm going to let these last few months, I'm going to be out.
Where are you going to be?
Out. O-W-T.
Do your thing. Do your
out.
Thing. Just wear your mask.
Someone I just.
That's
hello.
It.
That's
and
it.
Everybody around her, wear their mask.
Wear your mask. Wear your condoms.
I was like, wait.
safe. Okay?
Stay safe all around. Stay safe. We quarantining. It's been a lot of baby announcements popping up. Do y'all. That won't be me. I'm just saying.
Need a little quarantine ping.
A little quarantine ping.
I am weak. I am down. Aisha, what are we talking about today?
You know, speaking of.
Speaking of peen. What a great segue.
What a great segue. But definitely let us know. Hey, guys. Hey guys. Hey, friends.
Reel it back.
Reel it back real quick. Let us know. Would you rather marry someone who you don't love or someone who doesn't love you?
That's it.
And let us know why. Mm-hmm. You know, and where can you do this at? You know, you can do this on, I'm going to put my other voice on. They love when I do this. You can do this at Twitter. You can add us. That's what the kids say. They can add us on Twitter at @shenanigans_pod. Or you can write this in the comments because Tyra will be posting this icebreaker.
Absolutely.
On our Instagram page.
I sure will.
So you can write it in the comments, at @shenanigans_pod.
Same name.
Or you can also comment on SoundCloud.
You sure can.
And don't forget, if you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, leave us a review.
Please. Give us some stars. I don't know. I love this. She's great. She's into talk radio. I love it.
So, yeah, just to wrap that commercial up now that that's done, let's hop right on into the hot topic.
Hot top, baby.
And it's a hot one.
It's hot.
Because we talking about hoes.
Let me hear you say hoes. No, they talk about the hoes. Let me hear you say hoes.
This is when we have, guys, we promise we're going to start recording this shit. Because missed all of us twerking.
Okay.
That's the jam.
It was a, yeah, we was in here shaking it.
Shaking
what little I got.
Oh,
what little moves.
Gosh.
Little booties matter.
Gosh.
What are we talking about?
But we are talking about hoes today.
We are.
Over the last, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
Jasmine Sullivan released her latest project called Hoes Tales. And it's a good one.
It is very good.
You know, I had that thing on repeat.
Yeah.
And
when I finally listened to it, I was like, oh.
Oh.
We wrong.
This is like, what that means. I didn't even know it came out. Keisha had sent me Amanda's story. And I was like, what is this?
That makes me real sad.
And I had to click on it. I was like, oh, this is an album.
It is. Well, she said it's an EP, but same thing, girl.
Girl, don't do that. They give
she
me
said
with
it was
these
EP?
EPs.
Yeah, they
that
give
was
me
a
with
full
that.
That's like a full album.
That's an album.
She had skits and shit. That wasn't no EP.
She said it was an EP, guys. It was a project.
So she got more. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
She got more coming. She
okay. We digress. We liked it.
We liked it.
But you know, it really inspired us to have a deeper conversation about hoes and hoe times, and to really differentiate between what is really hoeing and dating. And we've talked about this before.
We have. We talked about the hoe phase before.
In case you missed it, go check out Hiding and Hoeing. Because that was a good one.
It was a good one.
That was hilarious. The title gets me. Hiding and Hoeing.
But if you haven't listened to the album yet, definitely check it out. So that you can really get a deeper understanding for what we're going to chat about today. But just wanted to get y'all's kind of initial reactions to what you heard, but wanted to kick us off with a question or just the topic around how There was a story on there. I forgot what they're called. They're called stories.
They're called tales.
Tales. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was a tale on there about one of the chicks at the very beginning. And she was talking about, you know, just how men can be very insecure when it comes to women dominating their sexuality and being very kind of forward and leading in what they want and desire and need and stuff like that. And it was right before two songs that I love very much.
Oh, yes, girl. Put it down and
put
on it.
I know the titles. Down and on it. You
know the titles. Yes, ma'am.
That put it down. Oh, that's a jam.
It's a bop.
It's a bop.
It is a bop.
That bop needs to be on the radio.
It does. That's a good one.
That is a good one. So that tale comes right before those, and just wanted to open it up to talk about, like, how do y'all feel about, or have y'all experienced men being uncomfortable with you being forward or very direct in what it is that you want or need or like, especially sexually?
Yes. I definitely have experienced that with somebody I ended up in a relationship with. Actually.
Really?
Yeah. So I met him on Tinder. Uh-huh. Like when I first was on there, this was like my, you know, this was like 2014. So I was like 24. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like that. And I was very forward. We had sex, like, you know, first date. We're grown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we ended up being in a relationship after that or whatever. And before we got in a relationship, we were having a conversation, and he said he was just very surprised that I was just okay, or I don't know if I'd driven it to go sexually, but he just was very surprised, and it almost made him uncomfortable, or he wasn't trying to ask was I a hoe, but he was trying to say it very, like, politely. I think it just was unfamiliar to him. I mean, I've always been ahead of my time when it comes to, you know,
you know what?
Being very direct about my sexuality with people. But I mean, at the end of the day, we're not together, and I really should have broke up with him after that. He was very, he was polite. He wasn't coming from like he wasn't trying to be demeaning or anything like that. I understood his stance. Because sometimes men don't know what to do when women are very forward about their intentions, or like, it's like they, I don't
it's
know.
Like foreign.
Yeah, it is very foreign to them, or they almost think that it is like a trick, or like, yeah. And it's, I mean, I can't speak for every woman, obviously, but I know myself, so I know I'm not alone when I say that when women are forward, it's not a gimmick, or they're not trying to finesse you, or they just, what's wrong with just calling it what it is, like, or just saying what you want?
Right. How about you, Ian?
So, I mean, I kind of have to agree with certain parts of what Tyra said, or yeah. So basically, I feel like when I've been forward about things, people think it's a trick, or that, like, oh, well, that's not what you really want, and, you know, thinking that I'm trying to trick them into something, which I'm just like, it's like, okay, if I'm not for, then you still think that that's what I'm trying to do. So it's like, which one do you want?
Yeah.
So,
it's interesting, especially, you know, being in my singleness over the last almost 2 years. Sheesh. That's been real, like, real interesting to navigate, because I am very direct and can be very forward about that, and also very open, because I don't want guys to think, oh, like, I'm just dealing with you, like, just because you know, we're dealing, then we're exclusive. Guys tend to think, guys read between the lines just as much as women do. And so being very clear. And I've had some guys being very taken aback by that. Like, what you mean I'm not the only one? And what you mean? And I'm like, I didn't give you any details. Like, and I don't have to. I'm just letting you know.
Right.
You know? And so, but even when it comes to, like, the sex itself, do y'all tend to be more tired? expression at me. Do you tend to be more, like, direct and dominant or submissive? And if it's the latter, then, or if it's more on the dominant side, does that tend to make guys uncomfortable too?
I think it depends on what I want. Sometimes I like to be chased. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like I know that it's going to happen, but maybe I don't want to be the one initiated because I'm feeling like, mm-hmm. you know, being chased. It's all part of the game.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I think I've been in situations where if I've directed it more, they've just been more intrigued. Mm-hmm. Like, it just makes them want to do it more, I guess. I don't know. But, so both ways. I like a little bit of both. Like, I don't want to always be in mm-hmm. control.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like to be wanted. I like to be liked.
For sure.
Right.
So make me feel like you want me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put myself in a position where you know that it is okay
exactly.
to do it.
Exactly. Where it doesn't need a whole bunch of
awkward no.
conversation.
Like, yeah. you know, we in the bed and I'm just tooting it up, you know. I love
you know
that.
What?
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
this y'all tooting motion. I you wish
sleep,
y'all could see.
Y'all sleep, right? And like, you know, you got your back to him and you just, and he like the big spoon and you just kind of keep moving and trying to get in the crevice of his body. Just trying
see,
to
see, my guys don't even not. Make it to sleep. Like, I don't have, I'm not playing those kind of games with you. Like, we're not, nope. You getting naked or. And sometimes that's my line. Mm-hmm. So your pants, they coming off.
I've been there. I don't know. Don't ask me. In my mind, I'm a nun right now. So I just don't ask me. But I mean, they can't spend the night.
No, I was saying. No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying, ain't nobody going to sleep. Ain't nobody faking sleep.
No,
ain't nobody
we definitely
laying
sexed
down.
Before, but then I'm going to want it again.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm going to want it again. Yeah, yeah, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm going to want it again. You know.
I'm just saying, ain't nobody going to sleep. Okay, so, something else that there's a lot to tackle, of course, with this topic and what she talked about on the EP. So something else that somebody, it may have been a man. Anyway, I don't know them all by heart.
Yeah,
but there was also this theme about sleeping around for pleasure versus validation, and you know, feeling as if you don't have anything else to offer somebody besides mm-hmm. sex. Mm-hmm. And what are mm-hmm. y'all thoughts like with that?
I mean, I definitely think that obviously it's a thing. I mean, I do think that people do it. I mean, I feel like when I was younger,
yeah,
you know,
that's what I was gonna say.
Like earlier on, like, you know, late teens, early 20s. I mean, I felt like I even, you know, done that. And not necessarily because I felt like I didn't have anything to offer, but just because I felt like, well, that's how I can connect with this person. Mm-hmm. And this is all that they're giving me. So I'm going to accept it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I mean, I feel like now, shit, I'd rather be at home alone. So if I'm going to do it, but she was going to be because I want it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. So yeah. You know, I'm grown now, so it's a little different. But, I mean, even, you know, people our age, I mean, I know people, you know, they do it, which, I mean, you know, it's sad, and I'm glad. I hope, you know, if there are any listeners out there that feel like they have to do that, that, mm-hmm. you know, we can provide them with some, you know, some tools to put in their toolbox so they can, they don't have to feel that way.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to echo that same thing, especially about, you know, when I was younger, mm-hmm. you know, you just wish you can go back and hold your younger self sometimes and just be like, girl, let me tell you. Because I definitely back then wasn't having sex for pleasure. It was trash. You know, then little boys didn't know what they was doing. And so now at this big age, like Tyra would say, like, if I do not know for certain that I'm going to enjoy it or it's going to be great, I ain't going.
Absolutely.
Like Jenny said, I'd rather be at home and doing something else with my time. Mm-hmm. So I've noticed that in myself versus maybe before, if I just wanted somebody or just wanted company or just wanted affection or just wanted attention, then I would, regardless of that. And I wasn't getting anything out of it besides the things that I just listed. So that is definitely good growth to have if you can get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, you go to a restaurant one time, and the food is trash. You're not going to go back. Or
you might try.
If you just know, or if you just think like, no, no, the food may not be
that. Maybe it was that one order.
But then, you know, you get a second order and it just.
I'm like, no, it's the restaurant.
You know that, okay, yeah, I got to.
Can't go back there.
Deuces.
I'm going to leave my review at the door.
Yeah. So,
I agree with everything that y'all have said, because I, in my mind, I know a very specific person that I did that with when I was like, again, late teens, early 20s. I knew that I wanted to be around this person, and I knew the way to lure his dumb ass in was to have sex with him. Because at that time, I mean, I thought I was good. At the time, I probably didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I probably was terrible. We probably was both terrible together. But, you know, I knew that's how I could get him to come around, and so I would do that. Right. And I feel like I know people that is our big age that do that as well. And it's like, you do want to shake the person. Like, girl, like, get yourself together. Like,
right. Yeah.
There are people out here that you can have sex with and that want to have sex with you and that also want to spend time with, like, you don't have to lure them in this way. But that tale really makes me sad every time I listen to it that she felt like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, she felt like all she had to offer was her sex, which it can be empowering. But I think that with everything, you know, when people are insecure, it can be very obvious because they highlight what it is they're insecure about. Like, you know, people, for instance, if they are insecure about their weight, I know people that will make jokes about their weight before you get a chance to. It's kind of that same thing, like trying to glorify their sexuality, which you should if you really believe, you know, in that.
Believe in it.
But if you really are like insecure and you feel like that's all that you have, then there's work that has to be done.
I feel like that's why I think back to girls in high school who got called a hoe. You know what I'm saying? And looking at them, you knew that they were insecure. You knew that they had some things going on, some self-worth things going on, or, you know, or trauma things going on. Like, you know, you could just tell, and just how they were using that just the same, and they got a label put on them that young that then carried with them into their adult life just because of something that they were struggling with, you know, like personally.
And then, I mean, and to think about it, like, kids in high school, it's like, okay, you can sleep with one person and then you a hoe.
And then
and then that kind of just stays with you, and it's like, you know, what like, what criteria are you using to determine this person is a hoe? And you're probably just going off of he say, she say.
Exactly.
And it's like, that stays with people, which is so sad.
But even teenagers still, it's like, even before high school, think about how many times girls are sexualized because we're called fast before we've even done anything sexual.
Yeah. Just from how we look, or just because if we're developed. So because I developed early, I'm fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Or how the school dress codes always are, we can't have things too short. Well, who looking at me?
Right.
The boys, okay? Right.
They gonna look at me anyway.
Exactly. Like, it don't matter if I'm fully clothed. It don't matter. They gonna look.
Right.
But how the dress code is just tailored for us to be more covered up, you know, to appease them instead of teaching boys how to be more respectful to the way that women look. Like, I feel like we have a lot of odds against us as women. And so, for her to tell,
That's tough, because when I think, I mean, and I know that I think talked about this before, like when it comes to like body image, but, you know, being told those things before even, you know, reaching a certain age, and then you grow up and then you feel like, okay, well, I'm not comfortable with showing my body, which right. is like, you know, if somebody like, just like, you know, the sweater I have on, some people may not be comfortable even showing this type of skin. And it's right. like, well, it's okay, you know? And so just being uncomfortable in the body that they're in, or uncomfortable wearing certain stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Right. Especially like thicker women, because it wasn't until yeah. recently that being thick was in. Like,
yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like bigger bodies and stuff. That was not a thing. Right, so imagine like having this body and, you know, wanting to share it with somebody, but not knowing how, because you aren't given the tools, or you're always told to cover up.
Right.
So it's like, how do I go from being covered up to behind closed doors, taking my clothes off?
Right. Yeah.
How do I feel empowered to do that?
There's
like a disconnect there. It is. It's like, how do I know? There's a sexually all around. Because you tell us not to have sex, and then we get grown and we hear.
Right.
And we just like all trying to figure it out, you know.
Right. And go through all those awkward years.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh. Like, I just, sometimes I wish I could just go back in time.
And just take them all back.
Yes,
take them back.
I don't know that man.
Take them back.
I don't know that boy.
What did I tell you? I've never dated anyone before. So, kind of don't know what y'all are talking about. No. But, yeah, there's people I wish that I could unfuck. I'm just going to be real with you. Keeping it a buck. Well, I wish.
Yeah. I was about to say, by the definitions of things, I barely fucked.
I mean, yeah. Hey.
Oh, man. Okay, so switching gears just a bit. There was also kind of toward the end, the EP started to talk about, say that now every time, because that really bothered me.
It bothered me that she tweeted that. The EP. And I'm like, girl, I don't care what it is, just drop it.
That's like her. Her stay dropping some EPs that be damn near the whole, and I love her.
Yes. Oh, Megan does the same thing. I didn't even realize that her latest project was her first album.
I'm sorry, what?
Her,
really?
Yes. Her latest project is her first album.
So
everything
what was
else,
before?
EPs.
EPs? Oh.
Y'all should see. She's looking at me. Y'all should see. And you know I'm a Megan stan, but even I didn't know that.
Wait, so like...
Tina Snow, Fever, Sugar, whatever the other one was called. Yeah. All EPs.
So wait.
I don't know.
You gotta know.
I don't.
So wait. Wait, you gotta know, because are they like ranked differently? Do they not? Are they not able to hit? Are there not as many songs? And then are they not able to hit the same status? Like, can you not go like gold or platinum with an EP versus an album?
I don't know.
Because that's dumb. I wouldn't be spending all that studio time and putting all the stuff together that I couldn't hit.
But it doesn't matter because those songs are still on the radio.
True.
She's still getting money. She's still getting streams. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, sister.
From a listener standpoint, music people, it's confusing.
It is.
It's confusing.
Just FYI.
I just feel like we went from like albums, like, okay, mixtapes. Okay, cool. Now we got EPs. Like, what? Like, help me.
Help us with the transition.
Help me. EPs and LPs and.
We're offer.
I don't know. I don't know.
We're all for the growth, you know, of the digital age and the new age and the 2021 and shit like that. And we've seen like cassettes and CDs and
yes, we have.
And now we have none of those things and we have phones. And so like we get it. But like, can y'all bring us along on the journey?
Yeah. Help us.
We just
explain.
Need like definitions and shit.
I didn't even mean to get on that tangent, but sorry. Her EP.
We're probably showing our age.
We are. At the end of her EP.
Started to talk about money.
Yes.
And money in connection with dating.
Yes.
And I don't sex. Think I got that far. I don't think I got that far.
That's all right. You can still answer this, Jenny.
You can.
Jenny and Timmy and Jimmy and
you
all of this.
Papa.
Big Papa. Papa. Big Papa, no, because Papa be taking care of us, y'all.
She
so,
does. Y'all, I gotta take care of
Papa
my girl.
Papa, see there?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. So, have you ever desired to date someone as a come up? Like, you see them and they're like, oh, you got it. or he got money, or da 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 da, and I'm gonna date you, and you're gonna put me on, and I'm gonna be set, because that's essentially mm-hmm. what one of the tales is kind of talking about.
One of the
songs, rather.
I wish. I feel like shit. I like, you know, I make jokes when people be like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna get us up out the hood, y'all." Uh-huh. Like, you know, but I've never really done that.
Yeah,
I just think that probably because I've dated people who are beneath me. Let's just keep it a buck.
They were not putting
mm-hmm. me on anything. But I've always felt like, you know, regardless of whether I date you or not, I'm gonna be good. Mm-hmm. So I've always come from that standpoint, and I've always had my own. So, and if I've gotten things, it wasn't because of men. Mm-hmm. I wish it, but it had never been like that.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Also, I don't even think I attract those type of people that could put me on. But I would like, come my way.
I would say not necessarily intentionally. Uh-huh. Like, I've never said, okay, well, I'm gonna date you because I know that, you know, you gonna do this and that for me. Mm-hmm. Like, no, because I've always been like independent.
Yeah.
And I've always done things for myself. But I think that growing up, like, I was very self-conscious about where I came from and feeling like, okay, well, I didn't really come from a lot. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I would date people that, you know, they had a little bit more than I did, or they came from like a different place than I. And so it wasn't necessarily like I dated this person just because of that, but it just kind of happened to be that was the case.
No, that's exactly actually what one of the ladies on there is talking about, just how, or maybe mm-hmm. it was of just how, you know, growing up she just didn't have a lot, and mm-hmm. she put that in her mind, like, this is gonna be my way out and I'm not going back. Like, I'm never gonna be back at where I started. So yeah, that's exactly what she's talking about. But I have not, I've kind of been the same, that same mindset of, hey, I take care of myself. Like, I really don't need anything from you. But for me, as I've started to get older and my love language has changed,
You like gifts?
I like gifts.
And mm-hmm. that's fine. And you deserve gifts.
I did not know that I liked gifts as much as I do until I was with someone who their love language to give was not gifts. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get any. And I felt like, damn, you don't like me? Like, you don't give me nothing. Like, not even like... Mm-hmm. a little $5 or something.
Right.
You know, I don't need like big things.
Yeah.
Just a little something. And so it really, I was like, oh, you know, or I would like to get in my car. You know, you see those posts. Here's what I think mm-hmm. about. You see those posts and it'd be like, oh yeah, thank you, boo. My boo, he gassed up my car and I got in my car and it was flowers on the seat and an envelope of money. He told me, have a good weekend. What?
Yeah, would love
where
that.
They at?
Right.
Where they love at? That. Because I've never dated that. Mm-hmm. Where the money resides?
They don't.
Where they at?
Where the money resides?
They on Pinterest and Twitter, because that's the only places that I see that happen. That's it. That is not real.
And our one sister's post. That's probably the only other person.
That's it. I don't see nothing else.
And so I'm just like, where them at? You know, not that I want to date him for that, but I realized, I was like, I actually think I would appreciate that love language.
Right.
And it's probably because I realized how hard I work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so it's not even about needing it, mm-hmm. but it's like, oh, that would feel good.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And so I already missed my window on the come up. We talked about mm-hmm. that on a different episode. Y'all gonna have to go back and find it about the basketball player that tried to get me at Walmart. And so that was
okay. I passed up on an NFL player, but he was crazy. So I couldn't get us up out the hood with the crazy. Like,
all homie said was, I'm just trying to put money in your account every now and again. I thought
Aisha, what?
I thought he was fucking with me. Okay? I just didn't think it was true.
I don't remember this. I do remember. This was a while ago.
We talked about it on the show.
I remember this like happening in real life.
I was still married.
I remember.
Oh, I don't remember.
I was at the end and I didn't know about it. But yeah. I was still married. And so he came up to me. I'll tell it briefly. Came up to me at Walmart. I was very sick. I went to go get soup. And I looked a mess. And he ran to my car and to the window. And he's like, hey, what's up? Like, you're beautiful. Like, can I have your number? And I was like, no. He's like, why not? I said, because I'm married. And he's like, okay. And I said, well, I'm married. And so then that just kept being my response. And he looked in the back seat and saw Tristan's seat. And he's like, oh, you're a new mom. He's like, I get it. You think y'all gonna work out, but y'all not. And so I was like, whoa, you talking like big shit. And so I was like, this ain't a good idea. Yeah. Like, this probably ain't a good idea because you're talking big shit.
Right.
But he's like, look, honey, like, I'm just looking for someone to spend time with. I just want to help you out. I'm just looking for somebody to be with, you know, and I put money in your account. Like, this is literally him at my window. And he asked me for my number. I didn't even tell him my name. I didn't ask him for his name. He's like, look, I ain't hurting for nothing. Like, I play basketball. Like, this is like, I'm for real with you. And I was like, boy, please, like, get away from me. Mm-hmm. And then as he proceeded to walk away, he walked away to a Maybach. He had a fucking Maybach at Walmart. And I said, I don't have time for this today because that gotta be a joke. I should have at least took his number because he don't reply to Instagram DMs. Trust me, I tried. So, I was like, hey, you remember me from Walmart? I was like, oh, you was for real. So I missed my love come up, and I was like, well, shoot, if I attract you when I'm sick, even if it was for fake, let me see if I can be cute and attract somebody else.
Okay. I wish. Well, I ain't against it. I'm not against it. Like, I would like to be spoiled.
Yes.
I want to be spoiled. Yes. I deserve to be spoiled.
Especially if the person wants to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I want the person to want to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see anything wrong with that. And it's not like we're exchanging, like, okay, well, I'm going to give you, like, prostitution.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, if that's what you do, that's fine. But it's just like,
you know,
it's not like,
oh, let's talk about it.
Can I just be real?
Yeah, go ahead.
What has fucking for free got me? I'm being real. Everything in my home, I did not get from fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to work my ass off.
Yeah.
And I had to get it. Like, great pleasure. Cool. You know, got to spend time with you. That's great. You know, cool. But, like, I'm just not against it. You know, you can flip it and say, oh, it's prostitution. Mm-hmm. Okay, call it whatever you want to. I don't really give a fuck. But what is it called when men expect things in return for certain things?
Exactly. Like, when we go out on dates, and that's exactly what I was about to get at too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah,
going out on that's dates true. And guys are like, oh, after the, you know, second, third date, you know, you I good. Expect to get a little something, you know.
Yeah,
this has been an investment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the difference?
Exactly. Oh, if you get flued out, you gonna have sex with them? Like, I hate that question on Twitter all the time. Like,
why can't I?
What if I don't want to? I have the right to not want to.
I definitely got like, the right to not want to, but if I do,
it's
what that make me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He flew me out and I'm somewhere nice and we having nice drinks and nice dinner. I'm probably going to have some nice sex too.
Actually, I am. More like, than likely. Why am I going? Where are we going?
Yeah.
I'm just not against it.
Again, no, call I mean, it what listen, you want, I mean, but I ain't never done it before, but, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's not necessarily. Look, do what you want to do.
Exactly.
It's your vagina.
That's it.
You know, and that's really it.
That's it. Mm. It just, I mean, I'm, hey, that's all I got.
Just don't get locked up. That's all.
Yenny!
What?
Don't get locked up. Who's getting locked up? mate. Hey,
for prostitution?
Yes. Well, I mean, is this prostitution? Men be paying. Don't laugh at me.
People can get locked up for prostitution, right?
I don't want to call it that, but.
I'm just saying, be careful.
I was just saying, I was asking, like, me and be paying $100 for somebody.
Aisha, what?
She about to say something silly.
She is.
For somebody to just go to dinner. Mm-hmm. Is that prostitution?
No, it's not. No. I mean, it's different when we're talking about.
Or is that like money, escort?
It's escort. For, like, sex.
Is escorting legal? Yeah.
I don't think it is.
I feel like fucking is involved at some point.
Not always.
I just gotta get cute. I mean, not always. I don't think. Listen.
I mean, you
want to do that, if you want to give me money
so I can keep you company, like, I'm great. I mean, it's company.
Like a gift.
It's a gift. It is an exchange.
It's a gift. I don't give my friends $100. I mean, maybe I'm just feeling happy and I want to give somebody, oh, okay, here, it's a little gift of my appreciation.
My presence is a gift. So, you know, it should be paid for.
I have someone close in my life who, they have these individuals that they give them gifts and money all the time for the opportunity to be in their presence.
I like this.
They do not go out with them. Mm-hmm. She barely responds to their text messages. And one guy, I literally watched it. One guy was like, hey, what you doing right now? Hey, come swing by. I got something for you. And she went over there and he had a back seat full of Coach bags. And I said, you know, literally had four Coach bags, and this was all, and said Merry Christmas. I said, you know, so, and she's like, I've never went out with him. I like literally don't talk to him. And I said, okay, well, here's what I'm trying to understand: who he stealed them from, right? They had gift receipts.
I don't care where you stole them from. I don't care.
And I'm just like, I'm apparently just not meeting the right people.
That's what it is.
You know, my guys ain't got that kind of bank.
No,
they ain't got that kind of. They don't build. I'm not building that kind of rapport with the men I'm finding. Okay, last part that I want to chat about. Ooh, related child. To this, because we could talk about this EP all day, but we won't.
It's gotta be part two.
It's gonna have to be a part two. Some. You let us know. So, last thing I want to talk about, because this happened, you know, at the same time.
I mean, right. Right together.
Right together at the same time of the release, okay? Like, the next day or two. You know, my man's revealed that he was cheating on me publicly.
Sad day.
You know, on Instagram. Didn't nobody send me no flowers, say they were sorry.
Jenny, you like him too? Mm-hmm, y'all tend to like the same celebrity crushes.
We do. We have the same type. So stay away from all the guys here. So. But Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey went public.
They did.
And within minutes, it created a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
On the Shade Room. The spiritual people. Why can't I think of this damn page?
I don't know. I know
the spiritual people.
She keeps saying that, and I don't know.
But everybody was posting them, and you know, it was a lot of commentary. First of all, women were upset because they like, first of all, my man's just cheating on me. Like, a whole bunch of women said that, like me. I was upset about that because he does not post women
ever.
Ever. He rarely talks about dating. Mm-hmm. And even in his most intimate mm-hmm. interviews, he does not talk about dating, his dating history, who he's dated, none of the above. And he posted this woman. And they were on a ski trip over Christmas, and they were posting stories that they were at the same place but didn't post each other. And I said, I'm over it. So that I knew it was coming. But they had a whole photo shoot with a creative director.
They did.
What? But then, so cute. It's not cute. But then it came the commentary. Then came the commentary about Lori. And I actually like Lori.
I like Lori.
I'm for Lori.
I'm team Lori.
But the comments were that she's for everybody. So let's talk about it.
Yikes. Y'all are cruel.
Let's talk about it. So, you know, people's, you know, they keep going through her list of men's.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with her list of men's, we ain't constantly going through their list of women's. So never. Why we keep doing that with this girl?
And she's, exactly.
She's like 23.
Yep. Having a good time.
Good time.
A great time.
Great time. I mean, she know how to pick them if you ask me.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, a son and daddy too, apparently. But
people, you like, know, people say they want Sierra's prayer. I want Lori's. Because
she's doing what she should be doing at that age.
At whatever age you want to do.
Yeah.
She's doing it at whatever. If you want to be single and you want to date, like, do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Everybody calling her a hoe.
Because, again, it's easy to label that hoe word. But how? How you know?
How? But
how?
What makes her a hoe? Because she's been seen with all these men? Because she's been known to be dating all of these men? Or because it could be assumed that she has slept with all of them? Either way.
You don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares?
It's not like it was all at the same time. She wasn't with all of them that's at the same time.
I thought
that's what we used to classify it as hoes.
We don't classify them as hoes no more. Like being with a lot of people
at once.
I mean, I don't think you should put all your eggs in one basket anyway. So
facts, I don't either. But I'm saying, like, I'm with him today, and I'm with him tonight, and I'm with him tomorrow, and I'm with him the next day, and I'm with him the day after that, and I'm with somebody else the day after that.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's what I meant.
Like, that's what are we doing with these hymns?
We fucking these hymns.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's just not good safe sex practice. But you know. I am very, very, very loose with the whole word because there's too many variables. Like, one, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to keep it. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
As long as your, you know, vagina management is not interfering with how
vagina
I manage
management.
My. Yeah.
Your vagina self-care.
Yeah. Your vagina self-care should not be interfering with whatever I'm doing over here. I don't care. You know, but I feel like there's too many variables into like whatever hoe is, and don't connect it to a number. Like, don't do that.
Right.
Like, you can't do it to a number or.
I don't know. I think when I think about a definition, but like you said, there's a lot of variables to consider.
Mm-hmm.
But my quote unquote definition would be like if you're dating multiple people and you're like being unsafe and you're lying about. What you're doing. You're not like honest about it if asked about, like if you're lying and like just doing the most and not being safe and just
and not discriminating, like having no boundaries. That's what I really think. And I mean, like, I don't mean like being a prude. I don't mean like being a prude doesn't like not make you a hoe. I mean, like, just safety wise, again, you don't have like any boundaries,
right? It don't matter who, and it don't matter where, like, and it don't matter what. All things go, everything goes.
Yes. That's what I think. If we, but I mean, so you see pictures with her. I have pictures with a lot of people. We had like,
and I wish you would
try me.
I wish you would because I bet you can't even guess.
And like and like I said before, if I don't got no kid with you, you ain't got no proof that I had sex with you. So she ain't got no kids.
Yeah.
And she walked away with future. She walked away from future without having a kid. So she wins in my book. The girl wins. Okay. But I think people just need to get off her top. Like, let it go. Mind your private parts. Mind your own private parts. Let her live. You just feel like she's a hoe because you can visually see it because you see pictures.
Yeah.
But it's no different from anybody else's track record that you just don't even know
that
about.
You don't know about. Or even your own track record.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that. Let's bring that to the table.
Because even people that say, oh, she's dated more people than me. Well, you're just letting us know that you're boring. And that's fine. Be boring over there. Let her do what she is supposed to do.
Shit,
but
funny.
I feel like we... And, you know, if you want to date one person at a time, that's, and you know that is all that you can handle, that is for you.
Right.
But I feel like for a lot of people, mm-hmm. especially at that age when you're still trying to figure out yourself,
yeah.
you need several experiences yeah. because mm-hmm. we lose so much of ourselves and so much of our lives chasing behind one person.
Right. Hello. Putting all our eggs in
all
one basket.
All in one basket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I know that I've talked about, you know, my, like, take on dating or whatever. But, I mean, honestly, I think when I go back or when I think about, like, my early 20s, I wish I would have not spent so much yeah. time after one person.
Right.
And I wish I would have kind of dated around more. I just think that I would have had I would have a different perspective when it comes to dating. Not saying anything is wrong with my perspective now, but
right.
I just feel like I wouldn't, it would just be different.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, yeah. I think you learn a lot about yourself when you're alone, as well as when you interact mm-hmm. with different types of people. Yeah. You know?
And that's the thing she said. She's single. She can do what she wants to do.
She yeah. can do what she want to do.
Yeah.
And you see, they all posting her. She ain't posting them.
Hello. Well, she did post Michael. I mean,
that's cute. That's cute.
I think that just gives me a bad side. We're not gonna get on that because I'm not gonna get emotional.
Why?
About
okay.
Because I'm just like, does that mean y'all like really serious? Like, y'all like that both of y'all posted each other? Like,
I mean, he doesn't do it for me, so I feel nothing. But. He doesn't.
Do you know how many times a month I watch Creed 2?
She's sick.
I love him in Creed.
He just doesn't do it for me. He just has no sex appeal at all. At all.
Have you seen Creed 2? So?
Yeah.
He does just not. A little bit? Like, no. I mean, do you think that he has sex appeal, but it's just not your type of sex appeal? Mm-mm. You don't think so?
No, I don't think he's ugly at all. Like,
right,
let me,
but I'm just saying, you don't think he has any type of sex appeal, man. Though?
And I don't know, like, there's other men in this world. Like, have y'all seen Big Sean?
Yeah, oh. I mean, we know
girl,
that.
What?
I mean, Big Sean
does not do it for me.
But, I mean,
Big Sean is a very skinny boy.
And I know where he big he at and why they call him Big Sean.
Yeah, I don't know. Big Sean looks like he,
break you in half.
Say what?
No, yeah. He doesn't actually.
Yes, he does.
He looks like he knows what him. He'd be doing. Like, he just has you a facial
surprised.
Expression.
Let me tell you about these skinny ones. Like, let me tell you. They
I've
wait.
Had some.
They wait. You ain't had the right ones. They wait be where it's supposed to be at. And the short ones, they height be where it's supposed to be
at. I understand all that, and I can appreciate
you
that.
You know, that's fine. You can, like,
I give great appreciation
Michael B,
for that.
And the B stands for boring.
But I need, like,
Michael
some
B. Jordan.
Wait. Need some weight behind you, you know, because I'm a meaty girl, and so you can't
but, I mean,
be
it depends,
like
because listen,
looking like Gumby on
you. No, look, you, no, you, it depends.
Yes,
it depends
does.
On them because they can wrap you around.
I mean, they can do
that.
Something.
It's just like,
I just see Jenny. Jenny is thrusting.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I mean, they, once they get a hold of you, I mean. They can make you feel like you got.
Nah.
I'm telling you, I'm with Jenny. Them skinny
something
ones.
Something about big hands.
I mean, you know, you see me with big men. I like big men, but them skinny ones.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
baby.
I mean, you, I can see both of y'all. I mean, because I like
me men. A big. I like me a big running back. You know. y'all should see. Y'all should see. Oh, she done got up. She done tooted it up. She popping it. Ooh.
I'm not even going to feel comfortable. Never mind. Anyway.
Okay.
So, do y'all think she get a lot of flack too? Or do you think that she gets, obviously, she already gets more pressure because she's in the public. Like, that's the really.
Yeah.
The main, and because she's public with who she's dating. Mm-hmm. I think that that's really what the main issue, quote unquote, is. But do y'all think that she gets even more, not pressure's not the word.
Criticism?
Criticism, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Even more criticism because she is Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's the...
Think like a man.
Think like a man.
Like
and
a
da, 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 and act like a lady. And giving all this advice to women. And da 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 da. And he's never commented on, of course, anything mm-hmm. that's ever been said about her publicly. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if who he is and how he speaks about dating and relationships and do's and don'ts and da 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 kind of bleeds into, you know, her a little bit.
You know, I didn't really think about that. I think that people are just saying she's a hoe because they just, that's just what they do. You know, they just, people are not open-minded. And I feel like his book, I don't know. I feel like his book was so long. Girl, no, I'm not reading that shit.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I mean, I was just like, oh, I was just asking.
No.
Okay.
His book, I feel like it was a while ago. And I feel like there's been like quite a bit of time in between what she's doing now and that book. But in my eyes, she's thinking like a man, acting like a man. So I don't see what the problem is.
But I thought I was thinking like a man, act like a lady.
She doing both. She acting like both. What?
So what's the name of the book? It's
Think Like a Man, act like a lady, think like a man. I don't know.
Act like a lady, think like a... I think it's that. Act like lady, think like a man.
Yeah. I was just wondering about that.
How we know she not acting like a lady? How do we know?
According to them, with what she has pictures.
And what she posts and what she's wearing and da-da-da-da-da. She's not acting like a lady. Look, I already know. Don't give me the eyes. That's gonna have to be a different.
Yeah. Cause I don't know. I feel like there has been a, not saying that book isn't like something that our generation will remember, but I feel like just so much time. I honestly forgot about the book. Like so much time has passed in between now and the book and when the movie came out and all of that.
Like I'm like, to be 100% honest, like I really thought that wasn't a real book. I thought that they just made that up because of the movie. Yeah, I mean, at some point, that's what I thought. I was like, he really made this book.
He really made that book.
He really had segments about it on this show.
So, yeah. But, and that's the thing because, well, never mind.
Who read that book? Was it like people our age? No, this is a real, no, I'm being... Because then I'm like, if people our age didn't read the book, then people our age may not.
I think they did.
I mean, you know, okay.
Or like people that are still on social media right now.
I was not trying to be funny when I said that, but I didn't know if it like appealed to maybe like our parents or.
No, I don't think so. I think it's meant to. I don't think so.
I mean,
because the people
young,
in the movie are like.
But they were.
They were like 30s.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I understand.
Was we kind of grown? We were kind of grown?
We were adults.
Okay.
We were early 20s. We were her age.
Okay. I feel like this, I feel like just so much time.
Because I was married.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, girl, I'm like, girl, live your life. Because at your age, I was married. So, boo.
Live.
Although you date my boo, date whoever you want.
Date whoever you want.
Live. Learn about you. Learn about them. Because you'll find who you're supposed to be with anyway.
Yeah. They ain't gonna miss you. They will not miss you.
And you clearly won't miss them. So, you know, moving right along. Moving right along. Well, thank you so much for your participation.
That was great.
In that hot topic. I'm gonna put my voice back on. And so if you want
to. Jenny just snorted.
And I bet y'all heard it.
Yep.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they
heard it. Y'all didn't hear that.
It was Jenny.
No.
So. Would love to hear y'all's perspective.
Yes.
Please, like we said, you can, you
hit
know all
up.
The things.
Please hit us up and let us know. One, if you listen to the EP, you know, what your favorite songs were.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to know, who was Jasmine fucking when she made this?
Child.
And like, can I get a sample?
Not a sample. Oh, no.
Sample.
Oh, no. Because put it down.
That's what I'm saying.
When I was,
she lost me when she said,
"Wait, because I had to send that to somebody."
She lost me when she said she gonna
pay
his rent, but then
I ain't
she
doing
said
that.
He live with his mama, so I ain't paying your
mama
rent. Like
oh, no.
Things are okay, but I'm just saying, if it make you feel like that, I just want to know who you fucking, what they doing. But anyways, please hit us up.
Yes,
at @shenanigans_pod on Instagram and Twitter because we want all of y'all comments. Hit us up on SoundCloud. Comment under the episode. You know, leave your comments on the Apple Podcast app because we really want to know your thoughts and how you feel about it. You know, do you feel like she a hoe? I don't want to know, but still tell us.
You been holding and hiding.
You been hiding and hoeing.
Or not hiding.
And hoeing. Either way.
Let us know.
We're going to hop into our segments. And you know, when we have like hefty hot tops like this, we feel like it's really good to just keep that same energy. So in 2020, you know, you're gonna see us keep that same
in
energy.
2021,
you right.
Ooh. it's fresh
I know
because I sure like, was putting 2020 on something. I put last year, 2019, on something. And Keisha was like, wait, I'm confused. And I was like, what? And
she's
like,
you put 2019?
Yeah. And she was like, last year wasn't 2019.
No, so I said last year 2019 to somebody today. So I apologize. I am not well.
We're almost
but
there.
In 2021, yes. You will see us keep that same energy, and we're going to, you know, have our segments tie into the hot topic. So we're going to be well,
yes.
And we're going to be loved,
yes.
And we're going to be you.
Yes.
Well, you're going to be yourself, and we're going to teach you how to get there, okay?
Yes.
And we're going to start off by inhaling the good shit,
yes.
And exhaling the bullshit. And we are going to talk about sex positivity. Do y'all know what that is?
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
So when I think about sex positivity, or when I hear that, mm-hmm. I think about, like, when it comes to somebody, when they think about their sexuality,
yeah.
Just feeling empowered and feeling good about it,
mm-hmm.
And like being positive about being open to, like, you know, learning yourself and
yeah.
Stuff like that,
yeah.
Sexually.
Yes, yes. Aisha, you think the same thing?
Mm-mm.
About what sex positivity? You think it's like about your sexuality, learning yourself?
Yeah.
Something else? No?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to derail. Go ahead. No, I really don't
okay,
want to.
Okay, okay, okay. I just, you know, looking for signals, cues. Tell me.
No.
Okay.
Y'all, I'm having Aisha thoughts. It's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you what sex positivity is.
Oh.
It is...
Hop right in.
Yeah. Having positive attitudes about sex and feeling comfortable with your own sexual identity,
mm-hmm.
And sexual behaviors, as well as others. And I'm going to focus on the others today because it ties into people and how they feel about Lori and what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we could use some tips.
Yep.
Because, you know, sex positivity is supposed to encourage. I want to encourage people to feel good
mm-hmm.
about their sex life. But I don't like women being judgy towards Lori, and men too. Both of
yeah.
them. I think
yeah.
both people. And that's a big part of what sex positivity is. And it basically means just like being accepting of like your body,
mm-hmm.
your sexual identity, your desires, your curiosity, and then
mm-hmm.
being like non-judgmental of other people's. And that's a key part.
Mm.
And then I just want to say that liking sex doesn't make you sex positive. You can like sex,
mm-hmm.
but not be open to other people's sex practices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fair. That confuse you?
Mm-hmm.
So you can like sex, but you can be judgy.
Gotcha.
About what other people,
people
like.
Are doing.
Yes, because it may be different from what you like.
Gotcha.
So just because you like it or you like porn or anything like
oh,
that.
Gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha.
It doesn't make me
like,
that you're,
well, not for me. That's okay.
You know, and that is great. But yes, if you are sex positive, you feel like people should have the space to explore whatever it is they like. Let your freak flag fly, okay? So I'm going to give you ways on how you can be. They are crazy. I'm going to give you some real quick tips about how to be a sex positive person. First, you want to examine your feelings, your own feelings about sex in general.
Mm-hmm.
And one, why? Just figure out like what your perspectives are about sex, you know, your biases. Why do you have these in the first place? Where do they stem from?
Mm-hmm.
And then also figure out if you are a person who is trying to get out of being like, you know, judgy. Why are you judgy?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you like that? Where did it come from? What has being judgy done for you? And how are you benefiting from being judgy about what somebody else is doing with their sex life?
What can I do for you?
What can you do for yourself? The second thing you can do is actually take time to explore your own sexual desires, what you are sexually interested in, because there's lots of ways to have sex and there's lots of ways to enjoy sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe you're judgy because you haven't explored what you like, and you're judgy because you suppressed
mm-hmm.
what is it you like because mm-hmm. you feel like other people will judge you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? And I feel like you just got to tap into that by yourself. I know, honey, you didn't even have to say anything because our brains, I'm keeping it very general today.
Yep.
But yeah, like I think that you should, maybe you don't want to write it down because you feel like it's just too much, but just really think about the things that you like sexually, mm-hmm. things that you may be interested, mm-hmm. maybe some of your kinks and categories. Write down your sexual curiosities on a piece of paper. You can research these things, you know? I don't think porn is a great way to research because porn does not give you a realistic mm-hmm. picture of, you know, how sex goes.
Can skew your expectations. Yes,
it can. Yeah. Yes, that's a great way to put it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but look up things. Look up toys or different categories or, mm-hmm. you know, and then
I'll be like, ooh, do you want to try this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I send this emoji.
And then, yes, you tap into my next part. Try it.
Yeah.
What's stopping you from trying it? Who gonna know?
Right.
Besides
right.
yourself
and, who
and the person you do it with. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like that person is gonna be somebody to tell other people, then just don't do it with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it with somebody else who will respect your privacy.
Yeah.
But who? Nobody gonna know unless you tell them.
Yeah.
If you wanna be into bondage and tie somebody up, be into that. Mm. If you want to be into toys, explore different toys. Buy them. Bring there's them all types. If you are, you know, into, if you want to explore same sex, you know, sexual encounters, do you, boo boo.
Bring her to daddy.
And also revisit these because over time, what you like changes and you may find yourself interested in mm-hmm. other things that you didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe in the past you didn't want to be tied up, but maybe now, you know, you feel like it's time to be tied up or maybe mm-hmm. you want to do the tie-in. I don't really know, but do that. The other thing that you can do is explore your body and your own anatomy. Mm-hmm. It's so many people who don't even know how your reproductive system works. They don't know how, like, the menstrual cycle works mm-hmm. or their different body mm-hmm. parts. Or they don't even know the difference between a vulva and a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who feel insecure about their vulva because, you know, they think that one...
Your just ex, keep going.
No, no. Actually, nope, no. Nope, stop me.
Nope, nope, no.
No, I'm going to tell me.
No, I wanted clarity on why people feel insecure about their vulva.
Because people's vulvas look different.
Mm-hmm.
They look different. So they may feel insecure if, you know, some of their parts are more outside than other people's parts.
Okay.
Did I explain that in the best way that I could explain?
Yes.
Okay. Jenny, you
yeah, I
okay.
got it.
Okay. Some people feel insecure about that, mm-hmm. you know, and they just all, they look different. Don't feel insecure.
Yeah.
Don't feel insecure about your vulva. Mm. They all look different. There's no one right way.
I guess I'd just be like, that's a pussy.
I mean,
I don't know. It's like, there's nothing you can do about, I mean, you can do surgery, but like, really, there's nothing you can get. It's a labioplasty. Why do I know that?
Like we've talked about this before.
You can get like your lips
pulled back like a facelift.
You can get it like reconstructed. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's called a labioplasty. You can correct
Jenny
me if I'm wrong.
I
pulled this out of my ass.
She looks
but
unfazed by all of this.
No, people really feel insecure.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you
yeah,
know.
I get it.
I've seen memes and I've just been like, I just haven't seen
one that looks like that.
Yeah.
Oh. It happens on porn. It doesn't matter. They all get fucked. Like,
you know,
she's here. Either you're going to take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. Like, not mine. Mine's cute. But I'm just saying for other people, she's there.
Mm-hmm.
Take it or leave it. Okay.
Oh boy.
I just want to throw that out there. Okay. Two real quick things. The next thing you can do is be a consent queen or king. Just really advocate for consent.
Mm-hmm.
Call your friends out because your friends be real rapey with their words and with their language, and some of the things that they say are not okay or mm-hmm. that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just advocate for consent. And the last thing and the most important thing that you have to do is manage your own private parts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How somebody else gets fucked is not how you're going to get fucked.
Ooh. I hope y'all ain't got your kids in the car. I should have said that disclaimer at the beginning.
They gonna see when it's called hotels. They should have an idea. But yes, like, you know, how, what somebody eats don't make you shit. So manage your own private parts and mind your business. Jenny, why are you laughing at me?
Because I said that. I mean, this is just real raw.
It's real raw for them.
It's fine. Sometimes you got to get there. We're grown.
Hey, listen, ain't nothing wrong with it.
We're grown.
Sometimes
you got to get grown, you know?
Listen, keep it plain.
I don't know no other way else to be. I've been censored for years, okay? You're being the real Tyra. Sorry, guys. We're going to shimmy on down to the Beloved segment. I'm going to
put Sessa back on. Tyra be like, is this okay? And I be like, mm-mm.
I just feel like, you know, I get people around their children and stuff. But I also really want to tailor to
our audience,
you know, which are the adults.
These are the things that the people need.
Yeah.
But, and then also when it comes to sex, I feel like people try to filter it so much. And I mean, we all, I mean, we're humans.
Exactly.
Like we have sex. And so I think, and also depending on how you grew up, like when we talk about, like when we had talked about like what you wear and,
yeah,
you know, being called fast, like we're not necessarily, or at least I wasn't necessarily taught about sex. It
right.
was just something that, okay, you just don't do. You mm-hmm. don't think about, you don't talk about it. And so I think it's good that we're being really raw about it. I mean,
yeah,
just saying it how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell them, so put yeah. their, if their kids are in there, put the earmuffs on. I'll tell them.
Please
in the caption.
Tell them in the caption. Put the earmuffs on.
I'm saying my favorite cuss word a lot today. All right.
Oh, yes. So thank you, Tyra, mm-hmm. for your segment.
Thanks.
We really appreciate that. That was some great information that we truly needed for the Be Well segment. And so
who is this? Is it Toni Braxton? What's happening?
Definitely
who do you think I am? Don't you know?
Comment back to us and let us know. What was your segment called?
You know. Be Well.
No.
Sex positivity.
Yes. Oh. Let us know how you feel about sex positivity and where you are on the spectrum with that.
Yes.
Because I feel like there's a spectrum involved there.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
And so we're going to shimmy on down, I guess, to myself.
Yes.
I got to shimmy down to myself.
You
didn't shimmy to me.
I was going there,
she
and then you was
it.
Giving me the eyeballs like, we got to put the, you know, rated R stamp on your segment, because
oh,
you
yeah.
were saying, yeah, you was giving me the eyeballs.
There was a lot of R rated words in there. So for the Be Loved segment today, I wanted to talk about how to maintain confidence and individuality when you are dating.
You okay? You gonna cry?
No.
Don't be over here crying.
I'm not.
So, you know, one that just really tugged at my heartstrings from the EP was just the lady, you know, that we kind of started off talking about, who just really validated herself with sex and felt like that was the only thing that she had to offer. Because at the first portion of what she shared in her tale, she talked about social media and how much she compared herself to other women on social media, and how she looked at those women and was like, I do not look like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have what they have. And so this is all I got. And that just really made me sad.
Yeah, it made me
and
very
so,
sad.
I just know how hard and how difficult that can be, like, to not compare yourself in general, but especially like when you're single and you're wanting a date, trying not to compare yourself to other single women and single women who may be dating people that you're attracted to. And it's like, oh, are they dating them because of this and because of that and because of this? And so just wanted to share some tips and honestly just some words of affirmation in regards to this. So first of all, don't compare. Like, that's like step one.
Yes,
because we are all individuals and we are not everybody's type.
Yep.
Just like everybody ain't your type. So there will be people who, you know, who just won't be attracted to you and vice versa. And that is okay. But that does not make you any less beautiful, any less amazing. So hold true to yourself and don't compare yourself to nobody else because you don't know anything about them or their life or who they are and etc.
Right.
Number two, consider why someone is even a good fit for you.
We don't know. We don't be knowing.
We don't be knowing.
We just like what we like.
He cute. But is he a good fit, though? Like, you know, really ask yourself that. Because a few episodes ago, we talked about you're the prize.
You are the prize.
And so I want to remind you that you are the prize. You are the catch. So consider why they are a good fit for you. So not just to put the attention on yourself and your own qualities. Think about their qualities.
Yeah.
What do they have going for themselves and who they are and et cetera and everything outside of the exterior and what you are looking at. So keep that in mind. Three, remember to tether yourself to what you have to offer in a positive way. We talked about a lot today, but we also all talked about being very independent and very strong women and how we've all gotten to where we are because of that strength and because of that confidence and because of that independence. And so we all have that. We all have different positive points to us and different things that we bring to relationships outside of our bodies solely. And so make sure that you remember, besides your body and besides what you look like, what you have to offer. And then consider, kind of going off of our hot topic, are you initiating sex out of satisfaction or validation? And that's just something to kind of keep in your back pocket as you're dating. And it'll just kind of keep some things in check.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing it out of satisfaction, great. Do you. We already talked about it. We pro Lori, we pro you.
Right.
Do what you want, Do you. But if you are seeking that out of validation, I really challenge you to go within and try to look at the things that are making you want to have sex for that reason. And then y'all thought I was joking. I was really gonna bring this back, that you cannot give anyone more of what they do not appreciate. So, thinking about those things that you have to offer, remember, if it is not the right person at the end of the day, it's just not going to be the right person.
And that's it.
And you are the right person for you, and you are the right person for the right person for you. And just wanted to offer these affirmations and these thoughts for you to consider so that you can maintain your confidence and your individuality as you're dating, because it is not about what you see on the gram. It is not about what nobody else is doing. It is about how you feel about you and that you love yourself as you learn and go through your experiences.
I'm snapping like Jenny closing her book.
I'm not closing. No, I was just snapping. No, I'm not closing.
Because that was good. Wow, that was beautiful. That was some Aisha Rose business. That was.
You know what?
It was good, girl. There was some good affirmations. I feel affirmed.
Oh, good.
I don't got no problem walking away, but I'm just saying, like, affirm me, though. Yeah.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because as we shimmy down to the BU segment, I think that you went into more detail about one of the points that I was going to kind of make about, like, how you can pretty much like hold on to you or not lose you in the process, or like while you are like being connected to somebody. And so I think when I think about like one of the main reasons why a lot of people may feel like they are losing themselves is because they don't have that individuality when they're dating people. And I mean, I think that happens for various reasons.
Also, I think codependency too. Which
for sure.
I, we It'll be a hot top one day because I got info on that. Okay, mm-hmm. But I just want to. I think more people are more codependent than they think that they are,
yeah.
Or have like real serious abandonment issues too. We could tap into it one day. We don't have to come back to that because that's so real.
Especially like as you get older and you're connecting the pieces mm-hmm. from like childhood trauma.
You're just
and
saying all my therapy sessions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We definitely gonna have to come back and address that. But I think that like when you're thinking about not losing yourself in a situationships or whatever you wanna call it, when you get to a point where you're kind of, I guess, thinking about, okay, well, am I at that point mm-hmm. where, like, am I holding on to myself or is it something that I've kind of let go? I think there are a few signs. So one is if you kind of stop, like, dating yourself or stop learning about yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, you focus all your attention on that person. Mm-hmm. And then you also pass up opportunity. So there are a lot of people in situations where they may have a good opportunity. For example, let's just say a job.
Yep.
Let's just say it's a job. And it's like on the other side of the country or whatever, and you may pass it up for this person, and it's like, even if you're married, but if you're not married to this person and they haven't fully committed to you, not saying okay, we're just gonna get up and leave, mm-hmm. but it's like, you know, are you holding back on living your dreams? And mm-hmm. maybe this is a something that you really want to do or something that you are passionate about, or this is your life. And so it's like, are you gonna consider leaving, having that conversation with the person? But that was just an example, but just other opportunities, like if you're passing up opportunities just because of this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like you stop making time for the things that you love and you actually enjoy. Because, mm-hmm. When you're connected to somebody, like at some point you'll probably start doing some of the things that they like and stuff like that, which is completely fine. But it's like you have to be able to hold on to what's true to you. And that's how you hold on to your individuality and who you are as a person. And then also you stop making time for the people like mm-hmm. your friends and family. And I think that, at some point your friends and family, I mean, they realize, like, if you're not saying that your relationship is unhealthy or that you're losing yourself, if you aren't mm-hmm. Coming around or anything like that, but you can't just let those people go because they were there before this person,
exactly.
So you have to be able to find like a healthy balance, because there are some people that once they get into a relationship, like, they don't have friends, like, they mm-hmm. don't exist. And I feel like if you're in a relationship with somebody or in a situation with somebody that they allow for that to be okay, then something is off, because they shouldn't encourage you to not hang around those people.
Right.
Because it's like you need to have a life outside of them as well.
Right.
So I don't know if you all have or been in relationships or experiences where you felt like you were kind of losing yourself. But if you are, like, do you mind like talking about that and like what that, or how did you get there? Like how did you get to the point where, like, okay, I'm basically losing myself and maybe this is something that I need to kind of step away from? Or even if you didn't step away from it at the time, like, it just for whatever reason.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I didn't step away. They stepped away from me.
Okay.
But I mean, I didn't realize I kind of knew what was happening, but again, trying to give somebody more of what they don't appreciate. And just, you really lose yourself by doing that, because you're just giving and giving and giving and depleting yourself, because again, this person is not appreciating, and you're just pouring into like an empty, it's not even something that is going to be fulfilling, what I mean, it's like an empty, like there's no bottom to the cup. Just nothing is being gained.
That makes me think about, I forgot where I heard this from, but it's like you're watering a plastic plant.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're constantly watering and it's just never going to grow. So it's like, why waste the water?
Yep. And it was that type of relationship as well. And it was one of those things that I was more, I mean, if it wasn't for me, it wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
And so then when there was an opportunity where he had to step up and, do more initiating or make more effort, he just didn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know. I mean, I should have walked away. I should have never let it happen in the first place. But I feel like it wasn't until after I went to therapy is when I realized what was happening.
Right.
I mean, I felt completely better after it was over, but I didn't know.
In the midst of it, yeah. You can't really look into something that you're inside of. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
And then it was like, I still had my own money. I still had mm-hmm. my job. I still had my own thing. So I still felt independent, but that's not what was happening at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I've been there various times.
Yeah.
And like, I think that honestly, not until recently, I'm starting to realize like why I stayed in some of those situations. But yeah, definitely I've been in situations where I've been like, you know, watering it or giving people what they don't want just to hold on to something, thinking, okay, well, if I try, mm-hmm. you know, this and that, then they're going to come around at some point.
Yeah.
All along, I'm neglecting myself
and
I'm not respecting my own boundaries.
Yeah.
And I was at a point where I just lost myself, and I never got to a point where it's like every single thing was about them, but I definitely was trying to please them. Mm-hmm. And so I would silence myself about a lot of things because I wanted things to just work, and I walked on eggshells a lot because I'm like, if I say this or do this, then I don't know how they're going to react to it.
Yes. Everything. Yeah. Ain't that ironic? I'm doing all the work, but everything is about them. Yeah. Literally, this whole thing is about them.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
No, yeah, Jenny, I echo everything you just said from an experience standpoint. Yeah, I didn't get to the point where, you know, everything was about this person, but I had lost like my own joy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my own things because I had just spent so much time pouring mm-hmm. like Tyra was talking about, and it didn't matter. And it was mm-hmm. like, I really was pouring to prove a point. Mm-hmm. At that point, it was like I was pouring just so I could prove to you that I'm worthy for you to show up. Mm. And then you still didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck around because of why. Like, you know, I didn't have to do all of what I did. It should have been automatic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just mm-hmm. like it was automatic for me to give to you. It should have been reciprocal. And so, you know, definitely had to walk away from that. Luckily, I was able to walk away from that.
Ain't that it? I feel like all of us, I mean, we all have different stories for sure. But mm-hmm. I feel like we're usually like in the same era of life at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's great that we can have mm-hmm. these conversations and look back and see how like exhausting that was, and then we're never gonna do that again.
I mean, I'm literally having the visuals in my head, and I'm like, oh, well, you was just so tired.
Yes, mm-hmm. how heavy.
Yeah,
I felt.
Yeah,
how anxious.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, just overwhelmed.
Yeah, but to be able to like never go through that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to like be able to be in a position to walk away.
Yeah.
You know, if we even see any sign of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the learning.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And there's, of course, a lot of pain
mm-hmm.
and hurt
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that that you have to move through and move past and move over and all the above. But you can look back at that and really look and say, oh, okay, I'm not doing that shit no more.
Right.
Or I know when to look out for this mm-hmm. or I know when to look out for that. Or I understand, you know, this about me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I start to do X, Y, and Z,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Not to get too off topic, because mm-hmm. maybe this is something that will become a bigger thing later in one of the episodes. But when we think about pain, like within itself, like I feel like we think about pain as if it's a bad thing, which it can be. But like pain is literally a sign to let you know, okay, whatever it is not good for you.
Ain't that? Woo.
And mm-hmm. just not telling yourself like a lot about it. Like the pain is basically like a warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mean I shouldn't be feeling this.
Ain't
like
that?
You
yes.
know, and not all pain is so bad, but when is pain like, when does pain ever feel good? So it's like, okay, well, this is a sign that this is a sign that, okay, I have to acknowledge and respect. So yeah, so question, I'm just curious, do y'all think that men do y'all think that men go through that process too, where they feel like they lose themselves? And if so, like, what do you all think that may look like, or how does that show up for them?
I think it depends on the stage of life that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But I think with the men that we have possibly dealt with, I can speak for the men that I have dealt with, they didn't know who they were to begin with. Mm-hmm. When we entered.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I don't know that they go through that process in that way. Mm-hmm. I think that if it ends up being them walking away, they're not walking away because they lost themselves. They're trying to find themselves still. Mm-hmm. And they end up getting wrapped into this relationship situation. And you're asking things of me that I don't know that I can give because I don't know who I am. You know, mm-hmm. and they get very confused about that. And so even at their big ages,
mm-hmm.
and will choose to, you know, leave a relationship dynamic to find themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But still won't before the next one.
Right.
And so, right. you know, I don't think that men give themselves enough time to figure themselves out.
No.
Right.
And to grow and do all that work.
They don't get a lot of opportunities to do it, too.
Yeah.
I feel like so much self-improvement and self-help things are catered towards women.
Yeah.
Even men that write the books, it's usually for the women. Mm-hmm. Like, how many self-help, personal growth books do you know?
Right.
And that's the issue.
It is a huge issue.
Like, yeah.
So they don't get many opportunities to... you get an idea? They don't get many opportunities to go through those processes. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost like, as women, it's just a part of our growing pains that right. we go through this, and then they are just allowed to be whoever they are. And you could be a fuck boy for all your life, and nobody's gonna check you on it because it's okay in society's eyes.
I think that they've gotten this sorry, I've been fishing for words so bad, that they've gotten this stereotype of, well, you know, boys mature later than girls, and then it's men mature later than women. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, when the hell y'all catch up? Because y'all done been behind since we was in elementary school, and it's elementary school, it's high school, it's college, it's after college, and we're in our 30s, and then they still say the same thing in the 30s. Child. And so at what point...
But I feel like
that maturity ends up being a blanket for everything. They get not just maturity. Mm-hmm. Oh, they mature later. They develop later. They find themselves later. They get their shit together later.
Well, I mean, I'm like, gonna be rolling over in my grave by then. Like, what?
So, like, when do y'all? And then for the men who do have all of those things, then they walk around like they shit don't stink. And, you know, you have a different experience there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, and also, like, for men, like, that don't, like y'all were saying, like, they don't have the time or don't take the time to do that. And I also think it's because they know that, okay, well, I can find a woman that will just take my shit or just accept me how I am right now and just I don't necessarily have to put in the effort.
Right, right.
Which is unfortunate, but, yeah. So, just to leave you with a few ways that you can not lose yourself while you are being connected to someone, is to, like, Aisha had mentioned in her segment, but have things going on before you even start dating. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go into something expecting for somebody to complete you when you should be whole before even, you know, stepping into something. Mm-hmm. And don't allow... compromises to be one-sided. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if you are, you know, dating someone, okay, yeah, we understand that compromises are needed, but you don't want to be the only one that's making them, because at some point it's going to feel like, okay, you're pouring out and you're not necessarily getting anything in return, or you're trying to meet this person halfway, but you're basically meeting them the entire way. Mm-hmm. And then they're not making any changes or adjustments for you. Continue to work towards your goals and create new ones. You know, I feel like when you get to a point where you are connected to somebody, you feel like a lot of, or even I'll say, I can speak for myself. I feel like at some point I didn't intentionally stop, but it's like, okay, well, everything was just about that person and creating things with that person that I kind of stopped creating or working on my own. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to get to the point where you kind of forget like what you have going on.
For sure.
And then also speak up for yourself. You don't want to silence yourself if there's certain things that you are not okay with, because you want to stay true to who you are, and that's how you show boundaries, that's how you show respect to yourself. And so if you don't speak up for something that you're not okay with, how do you expect for somebody to acknowledge it? And then don't change your opinions. You want to make sure that, you know, if there's something that you have an opinion about, like, don't just go with something just because that person doesn't necessarily agree. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, then you're going to be attracting people that are not necessarily like meant for you. And then you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're not being true to who you are. So, yeah. So don't change your opinion just to keep the peace, basically.
I like that.
So, yeah. So that's all I got for y'all. Do you have anything keeping else no that peace you want for you. To keeping add keeping by keeping before no peace. I leave them with the she-spiration?
Nope.
Okay. So the she-spiration is, when people show you who they are, believe them. I know we've heard that quote before. So some people will tell you A, but show you B, and so you want to make sure, so they'll show you A and or they'll tell you A and show you B, because B is who they want to be and not who they actually are. So believe them.
You know, I stopped talking to somebody and I used that very thing. I said, you showed me who you are. Once you show me this thing, I know that you're capable of doing this thing.
And then at that point, it's like, are you choosing not to? And
it don't matter, because you've done it. So, you're capable of doing it. And so it's something I can't get with. Yeah. What a amazing episode, guys.
Amazing. I mean, share it with all of your friends.
One of my faves. Please hit us up, because we gave you for free. For free for now. Okay. Plus, we got some other stuff, not just a podcast, but we have other stuff that is popping off. Okay. So please keep up with the Strength of She, you know, at Strength of She or thestrengthofshe.com, because Aisha was finna come for me with the www. Again, our social handles are at shenanigans_pod on Twitter, Instagram. We love when y'all comment, like, share, you know, tag a friend. In all of our postings and things.
DM to a friend.
Yes, DM to a friend, tag a friend, all those things. And we will catch y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.